How did it, let's start with, how did it feel to you know, find out you got this award?
I was in disbelief. I just kind of sat in front of my computer screen, listening to them say that I had been selected as the recipient of this award from the state of Alaska. And I couldn't say anything. I was speechless. And I started to cry a bit because, you know, you're in shock. And then it kind of started to sink in. How this all came about was a friend of mine from high school was in the process of nominating a teacher who she works with at a school in Arizona. And she reached out to me and she said, "Sarah, I am going through the criteria and you're perfect for this award." And she had been following on social media the work that I do at the high school, specifically with our Peace Week. We celebrate the International Day of Peace every year on the 21st of September. And we started the Kings for Peace Week back in 2017. And, you know, I wanted a way for students to explore what peace means to them, and had done quite a few different projects with looking at the atomic bomb survivors in Hiroshima, Japan, and Nagasaki, and looking at Holocaust survivors and really having my students work with some difficult histories. And so at the end of that unit, we talked a lot and I provided an opportunity for students to write some letters to atomic bomb survivors about what they learned from their stories. And in all of these stories, it was one of perseverance and of hope and of looking toward the future and working together. And it was a really inspiring unit. And I thought, you know, I want to expand this beyond the walls of my classroom so every student at K-High can think about these issues, you know, if they don't take my class. So we came together, created this big school-wide assembly, and it stuck. And so now next year, we'll have our fourth annual Kings for Peace Week. And I'm just really excited. The students have been working already and we have a theme all set to go. It's called Shaping Peace Together. And it may be virtual. It may look differently than it has in the past, but I'm just really excited that students have an opportunity to grapple with a really important question. And I think it's on the forefront of all of our minds right now because it's been a challenging couple of months, to say the least. And we're not through it yet, not as individuals, not as families, not as a school district, and certainly not as a community and a nation and a world. And so giving an opportunity for these students to work together to find solutions, to dialogue with each other, to think about what it means to resolve conflict in nonviolent ways. These are, you know, all the center of the work and really become a passion of mine. And I try to incorporate it into my general curriculum as often as I can. So anyway, long story short, to win the award, you know, obviously means a tremendous amount. But just getting to work with the kids that I get to work with at Ketchikan High School, sounds like a cliche, but you know, that's the award. That's why I do what I do. And they inspire me every day and they challenge me and they, you know, fuel my passion for learning and teaching and finding new ways. And, you know, I may not connect with every kid, you know, and they may not necessarily like all the things we study in class, but at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, we're good friends, we do good work, and it's a joy to get to interact with them. So.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm so that's just fantastic. I love that. I love that idea.
Yeah.
So how have you been dealing with the switch to a lot of virtual learning? I know it's like very hard to keep kids engaged because everybody's at home. What have you found useful in keeping kids engaged?
Yeah, and that's where, you know, we talk about connection through teaching and how connections with your students are so vital. And I was fortunate in the sense that this happened in March, and I've been thinking and racking my brain, what if this happened in September? You know, in March, you've connected as a class, you have a chemistry, you have, you know, months behind you of getting to know each other and working with each other and establishing trust in the classroom, which is so essential because you can't learn anything unless you have that connection. And moving to online is difficult. It's been difficult, I know, for the students and a huge challenge for the teachers. And, you know, I don't know if I translate well in this medium. You know, I'm a goofball and I spell words wrong and the kids point them out on the board. Mrs. Campbell, you spelled that word wrong. And we laugh at each other. And, you know, that's what I have. And that's what I'm used to. And I've been teaching for 20 years. And that's the medium that I know works. I have 20 years of, no, that didn't work. Okay, this did. Let's stick with this. And so honestly, I have felt like a first year teacher all over again. And I've worried about my students. You know, we were Zooming daily, weekly with classes. But the kids kept tuning in. You know, the work wasn't required. It wasn't graded, but they did their best. Some couldn't make it. They had jobs and they emailed me and said, hey, Mrs. Campbell, I can't make it to class today. But, you know, they were happy to stay in contact with email. So this Samford Teacher Award, they award one recipient from every state. And so I was the winner from the state of Alaska. And yesterday I was on this Zoom conference call with these other teachers, and we thought we were just signing in to talk about challenges of COVID and teaching in this blended model. And as we started talking with each other, then at the end, they're like, or beginning, you know, they're like, you won. Oh. But it was 100% across the board. Every single teacher on that conference call said, you know what, curriculum and our scope and sequence and skills kind of took a back burner. And what was most important during this time was health and safety and making sure that we maintained connections with kids, with their families, and really supported social emotional learning. And all of them said that, you know, even though and as much as we all want to be back in the classroom, there were some real opportunities here and learning experiences. And we all got to know our students in ways that we may not necessarily have had that opportunity to in a classroom setting. So.
All right. Yeah. last question before I let you go. $10,000, a lot of money. Do you have any plans for it yet?
Well, it's funny because as soon as I found out that there was an amount attached to this, I kept thinking about the Kings for Peace Assembly and our Peace Week and all the things that we could do to really promote that work and promote that assembly and our mission for shaping peace together within our community. So that's my plan right now, kind of for the money. And, you know, looking at the community of Ketchikan, we are so strong here and support one another. And I feel like this spring has been a real testimony to that. You know, just look at everything that was done for all of the seniors in the graduating class of 2020 and how whether people in this town had a senior graduating or not, they all pitched in to help to make it special and to really honor and recognize those kids. And I was born and raised here. I had tremendous teachers in this community who supported me, nurtured me, made school such a fun place to be and really made me feel like I could fly. You know, there were no boundaries, right? No limitations. And so I feel that that is the strength of Ketchikan. Is that, you know, we really do pull together to help support one another. So I'm excited of looking toward the future, toward next year. It may look a little bit different than it has in the past, but I feel like we're going to do good work in a new setting, in a new way.
All right. Well, I'm excited for you. I hope you take a little bit for yourself, too. I mean, it sounds like you work really, really hard. So.
Well, you know, I know my husband, he's like, you need to take some time off and, you know, that kind of thing. But when you love what you do, it kind of doesn't seem like work, right? But yeah, thank you. And just real quick, you know, I found out about this award and the man, it's one philanthropist. He's a self-made guy. His name is Denny Samford. And he really believes in education and says the education is key to everything in life. And to date, well, as of 2018, actually, he's donated over $1 billion to programs that mostly go to support kids, whether it's medical research hospitals for children, and educational programs, and this teacher award. And his mission is, he says, to die broke. He's going to spend it all because, you know, paying back and supporting others and promoting this common good is his vision. So I just think it's pretty impressive. I wish I could take that $10,000 and make it $1 billion and, you know, just give it back. But, you know, if we can all learn to dialogue, work together to support something good, I think that's the real treasure and the win for everybody.
That it is. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Campbell, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, no problem.